And we are back, a getaway Friday morning, Friday, March the 6th, 2020. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. And we're having a great time here on WWGH Radio. Certainly an eventful news morning, as they would say, with everything that went on last night at the Harding dinner. And by the way, if you have any opinions on what went on last night at the Harding dinner, from the protests to the candidate being kicked out, feel free to share those. 740-383-9944. Maybe you were at the dinner last night, or maybe you were one of the protesters. Fill me in. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm looking for shredded chicken sandwich recipes here, because I had a great shredded chicken sandwich last night, but I know people make these differently. I know some people put different types of soup in there. I know people use different types of ingredients. So, do you have a good shredded chicken sandwich recipe? If you do, let me know. And by the way, the other day, we were talking about goulash on this station. Now, I'm still not sure if goulash is just a bunch of ingredients that are all thrown together, or if goulash has different forms, like hamburger goulash or zucchini goulash, or what exactly it is. Now, see, I still remember it was zucchini, so I still have to go to the zucchini side. But if you have a good recipe for that, let me know. Or zucchini bread, which I can never recall having. Now, I know a lot of people say they like the zucchini bread, but I can't ever recall tasting zucchini bread. So, if you have anything in that regard, let me know. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, also, talking this morning about, oh, maybe this is a recipe coming right here. That's just what we want to hear. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I want to give you my recipe for goulash.
All right, goulash. Go ahead.
Okay. You take your peas, corn, green beans, canned tomatoes, whatever veggies you got. You mix them all together and bake them. And then you take hamburger, you crumble it up and fry it. And then you take the hamburger and put it into it. And while it's in there, the dripping top of the hamburger, you saute onions and peppers off, and then put that in it, and then I take a box of macaroni, just plain macaroni, cook it up, and then put it in, and mix it all up, and that's my goulash.
So there's just a lot of stuff involved, and then hamburger and onions and sauteed and all that.
Right, and then if you want to put some zucchini in it, you can do that.
Now, see, I've always heard it was zucchini, so I don't know, you know.
You can put that in it, but the main ingredients are what I just gave you.
All right, well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a goulash recipe right off the bat, and we like to hear those. Now, see, I don't know why, but when this was being cooked for me when I was younger, I always thought goulash had to have zucchini. But apparently, it sounds to me like goulash might just be a conglomerate of items that you put together. But I do know that the goulash soup, which, is it considered a soup? I think it would be considered a soup, was really good, and It was fulfilling. It was a meal in and of itself, the goulash soup. Now, the other thing, and we did get a couple recipes on this the other day, and one even off the air, is marshmallow salad. And I don't know why this came to me the other day, but does anybody remember when people used to make marshmallow salad all the time? This was a popular item for a lot of years. People loved their marshmallow salad. Now, I never made it. And to be honest with you, I remember people making it for like holiday events and maybe 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, things like that. But I can't remember what was in the marshmallow salad. Now, I remember, well, the other day a lot of people pointed out that there were a lot of things in the marshmallow salad. And I guess people made their marshmallow salad a lot of different ways. I know obviously there were marshmallows in it. And usually it was the little variety of marshmallows, like you would put in the hot chocolate. But does anybody have a good recipe for marshmallow salad? Because I can't remember if I liked it or I didn't like it. So, the three recipes that we're really looking for here this morning are goulash, marshmallow salad, and shredded chicken sandwiches. Because I know everybody does their shredded chicken sandwiches a little different. And that's how you get that very unique taste. So, those are the three at this point. Shredded chicken sandwiches, goulash, or marshmallow salad. If you have a recipe that's been handed down for years and years and years in your family, call here on the air and give it to us. 740-383-9944. 18 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. And, I'm still hung up on this podcast we did last night, the Paper Rings podcast, where we discovered, and this is how you discover things in a conversation, that people used to share gum. I just, that to me is unbelievable. Now, I know that it used to be called ABC gum and that sort of thing, but I never had heard until last night that you would take somebody else's gum and you would take the gum out of your mouth and give it to your girlfriend and say, chew my gum? That was a term of endearment? Now, here's a question. Did you ever do anything crazy like that? Because I'm sorry, I have to say that's a little crazy. Did you ever do anything crazy like that for somebody you liked? Were there little things that went on in your day that you did to impress the people that you like? Like ABC gum. Giving somebody your gum and saying, here, chew it for me. Boy, oh boy, doesn't that sound very, you know, this is how the flu and cold and all these viruses get started. Holy mackerel. I wonder, maybe there's a lot of that going on in China. Maybe there's a lot of ABC gum, trying to impress people, chew my gum, going on in China. And that's what's happened here with this whole corona thing. Who knows? All right. What else do we want to talk? Oh, we want to talk about the time change. Big time change coming up this weekend, 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. We spring ahead an hour. We'll lose an hour's sleep this weekend, but it will stay daylight until 7:30 at night. So you've got to be happy about that. But you'll lose an hour's sleep Saturday going into Sunday. So don't be late. If you work on Sunday, don't be late to work on Sunday, because you will lose an hour. You will not have 48 hours this weekend. You will have 47 because of the time change. But you'll have daylight hours until 7:30 starting Sunday night. So at least there's that. With every cloud of darkness, you get a little cloud of sunshine. What else do we have here? Oh, I wanted to talk to you about competition. All right. Now, yesterday, I've brought up to you many times on this show, and you know I love talking about them because they're friends of mine, Abby and Michelle, and I spent quite a bit of time with them yesterday. Now, as I have told you, now I want to make sure I phrase this correctly, this particular time, because I feel like I phrased this incorrectly the last time I brought it up. But here's the thing, as I will say it. Yesterday, we were playing a board game. Now, this was Abby and I. Michelle was not around for this. We were playing a board game called Sequence. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this board game, but basically the idea is that there's a bunch of playing cards on a game board, and you get chips, and then you get cards in your hand, and you try to get a sequence, a run of five chips on the board. So yesterday, we decided that we were going to play this game. Okay. And as I have said before, I don't want to say sore loser, but I do want to say that Abby is a little bit over-competitive. So, we're playing this game. And it becomes clear, about 50% through the game, that she's going to lose. Because it's not going well for her. Let's put it that way. You know, I've got a sequence about to happen here, and I've got a sequence about to happen here, and you only need two to win. So, she starts to get a little competitive because she wants to win. So, it comes down to where I've already got one sequence, and I only need one more chip to finish them off. Now, they still need one chip, too. She still needs one chip, her team, to win. Now, she knows that I have the card to win the game because she can see that things are not looking good for her. So, she tried to skip me in the game so that her team could win. It didn't happen. But, you know, I put my chip down and we won the game. But the point is that when you think about this, in the long-term effects, that this is just insane to me. That somebody could get that into a game of sequence. But I do want to say that I did win. So, as far as competition goes, I was the winner. Now, I don't want to brag about that, because you don't want to become braggadocious about a thing like that. All I want to say is that in that particular instance, I clearly did win, and she clearly did lose. Now, I don't think she's listening this morning, or else I would be hearing about it right now. So I got in with that one under the wire. That I won the sequence game. But it was fun playing. Have any of you played sequence? That's not a bad game. It's not a long game like Monopoly or Life or those long, long games. Some of those go on forever and ever and ever. But that is my story of the thrill of defeat and the agony, or the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat yesterday. So there you go. There's that. Now, want to go back to our movie quotes here, 25 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning, because we've been doing this movie quote trivia, and to be honest, we're not doing as well as we once did with this. So let's give this a shot again here. Okay, here are the quotes we still have. I want the name of the movie that these quotes are from. All right, here we go. Attica, Attica. What movie is that from? Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. A martini, shaken, not stirred. Who's on first? Legendary comedy routine. Does anybody know what movie that started with? Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Does anybody know what movie is that like? Or from? What movie is that from? Okay, and I'm going to add... I think we had these. Had these the other day. Snap Out of It. Does anybody know what movie Snap Out of It is from? And this one, My Mother Thanks You... My father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I. Thank you. Does anybody know what movie that's from? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your Who's On First is Naughty 90s, 1945, I think it is.
The Naughty 90s, 1945. Now, that was an Abbott and Costello, or not Abbott, and, it was Laurel and Hardy movie, wasn't it?
Laurel and Hardy, yes.
Laurel and Hardy movie. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yes, that is where the Who's On First thing started, the big comedy routine from Abbott and Costello. Why do I keep saying Abbott and Costello? Laurel and Hardy was the movie The Naughty 90s from 1945, made by Laurel and Hardy. So that's, we got Who's On First, so we got that one knocked out of the way. All right, does anybody know the other movie quotes here? 740-383-9944. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie is that? Snap out of it. I'll be shocked if anybody gets that one. Snap out of it. Because to me, that might be a little difficult in the long run. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the Attica Attica? Is that To Kill a Mockingbird?
Let me take a look here. No, that's not To Kill a Mockingbird, but that's a good guess.
Okay. Yeah, that was his name, the one man's name in it. The other was, it's one of the James Bond about the martini.
A martini shaken?
Yeah.
You are right. That is a James Bond movie. Do you remember which one?
No, because it's in a lot of them.
Well, throw one out there that you remember, and maybe we'll see if that's the one.
I can't even think right now.
I tell you, it's one of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, keep thinking. Okay, bye-bye. Yes, the caller is right on that. A Martini Shaken Not Stirred is from a James Bond movie. Actually, a rather popular James Bond movie. Go ahead, caller.
Snap out of it. Isn't that Moonstruck?
That is Moonstruck, and I did not think anybody would get that. Why is that?
That was Cher.
Oh, did she say snap out of it?
Yes, she did. Oh, my gosh, I can see his face. And she slapped him across the face. And I can't remember the actor's name. But, yeah, it was Moonstruck.
Now, what is that movie about?
It's been a long, long time since I've seen that movie.
That, it's interesting, because I never thought anybody would get that, because that's like something anybody would say, snap out of it.
Well, it's one of her classic lines.
Oh.
And I, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to remember the actor's name.
I know, I do that all the time. Well, hey, thanks for getting that. That's interesting.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, apparently a Cher movie, Moonstruck, 1987, Snap Out of It. See, I thought that would be a hard one to get. All right, what do we got left here? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie is that from? Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. What movie did that come from? Then we have this one, which we're close to. A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred. Now, we did learn earlier on that is a James Bond movie. But does anybody know which James Bond movie that is from? Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie is that from? And then Attica, Attica. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do believe in To Kill a Mockingbird, it was Atticus Finch who was the character. But the quote, Attica, Attica, is not from To Kill a Mockingbird. So the quotes again, give me a call. 740-383-9944. We've got Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What do we have here? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the Attica. Attica, is that the Dog Day Afternoon movie?
That is Dog Day Afternoon, 1975. You have got it.
I was wondering.
Hey, thank you so much.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
You know, I have never seen Dog Day Afternoon. So I don't know who's saying Attica, Attica, or why they're saying Attica, Attica, but Dog Day Afternoon, 1975, is where Attica, Attica comes from. All right, well, we've still got Sawyer. You're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. Does anybody know what movie that's from? That's our old one now. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. Go ahead, caller.
Sawyer, you're going out a youngster and coming back a star is 42nd Street.
42nd Street, way back in 1933.
Yes.
You have got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yes, Sawyer, you're going out a youngster and you're coming back a star. That is 42nd Street, 1933. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there?
I just gave the answer I was going to get.
Oh, the 42nd Street?
2nd Street.
Hey, well, hey, keep listening and maybe you'll get another one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, two for 42nd Street there. We finally got that one. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming out a star. 1933, 42nd Street. So those quotes are out of the way. And I just got a message here. It's Nicolas Cage in Moonstruck with Cher. Nicolas Cage was the other actor. Did somebody turn the ringer on this phone on? Go ahead, caller.
Was the thank you one James Cagney and Yankee Doodle Dandy?
I cannot believe people didn't remember that. That was a big movie. James Cagney, one of his most famous, 1943, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes, that was Yankee Doodle Dandy. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. 1943, James Cagney, Yankee Doodle Dandy. That was the movie. All right, what do we got left here? Well, we still have a martini, shaken, not stirred. Does anybody know what movie that's from? We learned earlier on it is a James Bond movie. A martini, shaken, not stirred. And we also have Life is a Banquet, and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Life is a Banquet, and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. 740-383-9944. And I guess we can throw some other quotes in here. I think we have three more here. Now, these next three are not very hard. Okay, I even hate to say this one. Because you'll know why I hate to say it in a second. But here it is. Nobody puts baby in a corner. What movie's that from? I can't even believe I just said that. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Does anybody know what movie that is from? Now this one, if somebody has to Google this one, it's beyond me. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. And then here is another new one. I'm the King of the World. What movie is that from? I'm the King of the World. 740-383-9944. So those are the movies here. I'm the King of the World. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Life is a Banquet, and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Weird Wizard of Oz on the I'll Get You, My Little Pretty.
That would be a hard one to miss. 1939, The Wizard of Oz. You have got it.
And the other one was Leonardo, and he was Titanic.
Yes, I'm the King of the World, Leonardo DiCaprio, 1997. You've got it.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So we knocked two out there. We've got I'm the King of the World, Titanic, 1997. And we've got I'll Get You, My Pretty, and Your Little Dog Too, The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Probably one of the easiest movie quotes of all time to remember. All right, we've still got a few here. Nobody puts baby in a corner. What movie is that from? Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner. Then we've got Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. What movie is that from? A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred. Does anybody know what movie that's from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table this Friday morning, 37 minutes past the hour. Let's see what we have here. I think somebody turned this handset on. I hate when people do that. Go ahead, caller.
Dirty Dancing for Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner.
Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner, Dirty Dancing, 1987. You have got it right.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. I can't even believe I gave that quote. After all the pain, blues, and agony I gave over Dirty Dancing, yes, Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner is Dirty Dancing, 1987. And we still have no idea what the plot of that movie is or why that movie was even made. Dirty Dancing. Holy Moses. Okay, we still have two left here, and they're two that we've had for a while. Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Life is a Banquet, but Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. What movie is that? A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred. Now, that's the one we've had for the longest time now. A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred is Goldfinger, 1964.
That is right. Goldfinger, 1964. You got it. Thank you. Well, we finally got that one out of the way. A Martini, Shaken, Not Stirred was the James Bond movie Goldfinger, 1964. All right. So we're down to one here. Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Does anybody know? Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. This must not have been a hugely popular movie, or people would know the answer to this. This movie, let's see here. This movie, I'm trying to think. I can't even remember who was in this movie, to be honest, but it was a popular thing at one point. Life is a Bouquet and Most Poor, or Banquet. I about said bouquet. I did say bouquet. Gee whiz. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. You there, caller?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Life is a Banquet is Annie Mame.
Auntie Mame, 1958. Now, here's the thing. I know that Mame was a Broadway thing, and I remember that Lucille Ball and Bea Arthur did a version in the 70s, but I don't remember. Who was in the 1958 version?
I don't know. I'd have to pull that up. Huh?
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Well, yeah, because I know they made Mame in the 70s with Lucille Ball and Bea Arthur, but I didn't realize they had made it earlier and called it Anti-Mame in 58. I don't know who was in the movie. I don't know who played Mame or who did what.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's interesting.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Thank you. I don't know. Does anybody know anything about this Anti-Mame movie? But that's where that quote came from. Life is a Banquet and Most Poor Suckers Are Starving to Death. That's Anti-Mame, 1958. All right, that's it for the movie quotes. Now, on President's Day, we started doing presidential trivia. And we got through quite a few of these, but we had quite a few of these that we did not do. So let's switch over to presidential trivia with 20 minutes left to go, 41 minutes past the hour this morning. Now, I'm going to tell you about a president, and you tell me which president it was. You've only got 45 choices, so you should be able to get these. Here we go. He was buried wrapped in a U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution in his hand. Which president was that? He was buried wrapped in a U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution in his hand. Which president was that? Here's another one. He was the first left-handed president. Does anybody know who the first left-handed president was? He was the first president to attend a baseball game. Which president was that? He was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. That's a president as well. Who was that? And I'll give you one more. He was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet. Which president was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've done all our movie trivia. 42 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Now we're into presidential trivia. Does anybody know the answer to this presidential trivia? 740-383-9944. You've got a 1 in 45 chance of getting it right because there were only 45 presidents. He was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet. Who was that? He was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He was the first president to attend a baseball game. Does anybody know that one? He was the first left-handed president. And then the original one here. He was buried wrapped in a U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Which president was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know which presidents these were? He was buried wrapped in a U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. I'd never heard that before, but that's interesting. That's a president. He was the first left-handed president. How many presidents did we have to go through to get a left-handed president? Very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Was the question first president to attend a baseball game or throw out the opening pitch?
First to attend a baseball game.
I'll say Taft.
Not Taft, but I bet if he went to the baseball game, he took up a couple seats.
Because I know Taft was the first one to throw out the opening pitch on opening day.
Oh, was Taft the first one to do that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Now, this is the first one to ever attend a baseball game. I'm not sure how far baseball goes back.
Well, the Reds started playing, in like 1869 or something?
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't Lincoln. He wouldn't have been there.
Probably not.
Probably not Lincoln. No, but it was not Taft. He wasn't the first to attend, but that's interesting. He was the first to throw out the pitch.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the opening day in Cincinnati 1 year.
Oh, that's interesting. Wait, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we now know that Taft was the first to throw out the opening day pitch, but who was the first to attend a baseball game? We have this down on record. Who was the first president to attend a baseball game? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now, there are a lot of presidential trivia questions hanging out here. We did well with the movie trivia this morning. We brushed right through that. I think we got all 15 of those answered. But the presidential trivia, a little more difficult. Remember, you got a 1 in 45 chance of getting this right. So take a guess, go out on a limb. Go ahead, caller.
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson for which one?
The wrapped in a flag.
Wrapped in a flag. Yes, it was Andrew. Now, why in the world do you think he was wrapped in a flag and had the Constitution under his head?
I have no idea, but if something that was that sincere to me, I'd want to be wrapped around a flag and or wrapped in a flag and Constitution under my head too.
Oh, you want to go that way too?
Might as well.
Might as well. Why? Now, did you know that, or did you have to Google it?
I actually remembered it from high school.
So that was a popular thing.
Yep.
They must not have taught that in my high school.
Probably not.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yes, absolutely. That was Andrew Johnson. He was buried wrapped in a U.S. flag with a well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Andrew Johnson. Well, I guess he was a, you know, proud American. Believed in the Constitution, believed in the flag. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we've got that one. All right. Who was the first left-handed president? All you lefties out there. Does anybody know that? Who was the first left-handed president? Who was the first president to attend a baseball game? Now, not throw out the first pitch, but attend a baseball game. Who was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize? Now, this was a president, just happened to be a president, but it also was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Who was that? It was a president. He was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet. Does anybody know which president that was? First president to name a woman to his cabinet. 740-383-9944. Now, 48 minutes past the hour here. I'm going to throw two more in since we got the Andrew Johnson one here. He was the only president who didn't have a dog in the White House. Now, did you know this? 44 presidents have had dogs, and there was only one president who didn't have a dog. Does anybody know which president that was? The only president who did not have a dog in the White House. Apparently, this is a tradition, but this president wasn't having it. Does anybody know who that was? He was in charge of the D-Day invasion during World War II. He was made a 5-star general afterward. Now, you should know that one. That's a pretty easy one. Which president was that? Now, remember, it has to be a president. So let me read that one again. That one you should get. He was in charge of the D-Day invasion during World War II, and he was made a 5-star general afterward. Which president was that? It had to be a president. So that should be pretty easy. That's an easy one. He was the only president who didn't have a dog in the White House. Who was that? First president to name a woman to his cabinet. The first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize also happened to be a president. Who was that? First American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The first president to attend a baseball game. Does anybody know who that was? Not throw out the first pitch, but attend a baseball game. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that president in the D-Day, wasn't that Eisenhower?
Yes, Eisenhower was in charge of D-Day. You have got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank Bye-bye. You.
Yes, I thought that was a pretty easy one. He was in charge of D-Day invasion during World War II. He was made a 5-star general. That was Dwight Eisenhower. You have got it. All right. Who was the first left-handed president? Now, all you lefties out there should know this. How long did it take us to get a left-handed president? Who was the first left-handed president? Who was the first president to attend a baseball game? Not throw out the first pitch, but attend a baseball game. Who was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize, and it was a president? Who was that? Go ahead, caller.
James Garfield, the first left-handed.
He was. He was. Can you believe it took... What number was James Garfield? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. It says in 1881.
So it took... So almost 100 years to get a left-handed president.
And it said he was ambidextrous. Also, it said he could write with both hands. He could write one sentence with his right hand and write the same sentence with his left in a different language.
Oh, so he could go both ways.
Yeah, and he was multilingual.
Multilingual? Well, that's interesting. And we don't hear much about James Garfield, and he's one of our Ohio presidents.
And he was one of the ones assassinated, the second one to be assassinated, I believe.
I forget the story behind that, but yes, he was assassinated. I believe you're right. The second one after Lincoln. I think you're right.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. See, it's fun to learn history. Look, it took us almost 100 years to get a left-handed president, and it was an Ohio president, James Garfield. All right, what do we have left here? Who was the first president to attend a baseball game? Now, not throw out the first pitch again, but attend a baseball game. Who was that? Who was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize? Now, this also happened to be a president. I thought that might be easy, but maybe not. First American to win the Nobel Peace Prize who also was a president. Who was that? Who was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet? A woman to his cabinet. Now, you got to figure, women didn't get the right to vote until 1919. So when do you think a woman was appointed to a presidential cabinet? Who would have been the president? Who was the only president not to have a dog in the White House? That's kind of an odd one. I don't know why this is. It'd be interesting to know why. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, was it Kennedy that won the Nobel Prize?
I think Kennedy did, but he was not the first one.
Okay.
Oh, good guess, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, John Kennedy, I do believe, did win the Nobel Peace Prize, but he was not the first president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The question is, who was the first American? I guess he was the first American, too. He was president. The first American who was also a president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And it was before John Kennedy. Does anybody know who that would have been? First president to attend a baseball game. Does anybody know who that might have been? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Benjamin Harrison was the first to attend a Major League Baseball game.
Benjamin Harrison, you've got it right. Now, do you know the year he went to that baseball game?
No, I don't.
No, when was Benjamin? Do we know when he was president? Do you have that in front of you?
Let's see. No, I don't.
18-something.
Yeah.
But first to attend a baseball game, Benjamin Harrison. You've got it right. Thank you.
Okay.
Another Ohio boy, Benjamin Harrison, first to attend a baseball game. I don't know what year that would have been, but Benjamin Harrison was the first to go to a baseball game. All right. Who was the first American who was also a president to win the Nobel Peace Prize? And it's before John Kennedy. We know that. Who was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet? Now remember, women get the right to vote in 1919. So when do you think a woman might have been appointed to a presidential cabinet? Who was the first president to do that? Who was the only president who did not have a dog in the White House? Why this person didn't have a dog in the White House, I have no idea. But apparently, of all 45 presidents, this was the only president who did not have a dog, for whatever reason. Which of those 45 do you think would not have liked a dog? 740-383-9944. And I'll add two more since we've got some answered here. He was the first president to win the Purple Heart. Does anybody know that? First president to win the Purple Heart. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, was it Donald Trump? You didn't have a dog in the White House, my buddy?
No, I think Donald does have a dog.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No, I believe President Trump does have a dog in the White House. He is not the only president who does not have a dog. Which is the only... That's an interesting question. That should be on Jeopardy. Who is the only president of the 45 who did not have a dog in the White House? Does anybody know that? First president to win a Purple Heart. first president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. It was also the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize. Not John Kennedy, before John Kennedy. First president to name a woman to his cabinet. Which president was that? 740-383-9944, 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. Okay, here's another one for you. He once worked as a fashion model. Which president was that? Which president once worked as a fashion model? Does anybody know who that might have been? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
The president that won a Purple Heart, was that George Bush Sr.?
I believe George Bush Sr. did, but there was one before him.
Okay, because, you know, I thought he was a pilot and he won it that way.
I believe he did. I think you're right, but he was not the first one.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I believe George Bush Sr. did get the Purple Heart, but he was not the first president to get the Purple Heart. Who was the first president to win a Purple Heart? President who worked as a fashion model. How about that? Who was the only president who didn't have a dog in the White House? All 45 and one didn't have a dog. Who was it? Who was the first president to name a woman to his cabinet? And the first president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He was also the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Do we know the answers to these questions on this morning? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Jimmy Carter. I don't think he had a dog, did he?
Jimmy Carter did have a dog. It was not Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Jimmy Carter. We're looking for the only president who did not have a dog. Who was that? 740-383-9944. The peanut farmer did have a dog. Oddly enough. Let's see if we got it here. Don't forget, Charlie Evers is coming up after this morning. He's got Panda Express giveaways, Arby's, Smoothie King, all kinds of great stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, that first president to name a cabinet member was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt named the first woman to his cabinet.
Frances Perkins.
Oh, was that who it was? Do we know what she did?
Became the first woman to serve in the president's cabinet when was appointed a Secretary of Labor.
Secretary of Labor. Frances Perkins. We should remember that name. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yep, Franklin Roosevelt was the first to appoint a woman to his cabinet. So it took a few years after women got the right to vote, about 20 years, but that's the way it goes. All right, we have about a minute left here. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up next. He's got Panda Express giveaways, Arby's giveaways, Smoothie King giveaways. We got this Jags koozie. He's on from 10 to 12, and then we'll both be back together from 12 to 1 today to talk about all kinds of interesting things. And be as good to him on the phones as you've been to me. Go ahead, caller.
I just Googled if Trump has a dog, and he does not.
Trump does not have a dog?
No.
Oh.
That definitely says something about him.
Well, this must have predated President Trump. I thought he had a dog.
No, he does not, but it says that Trump is the first president since James Polk not to have a dog.
Now, you see, James Polk is mm-hmm. not the one who I have listed here.
Yeah.
Not James Polk. I don't know. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yep. I just Googled, does Trump have a dog? And it says United States presidents have often kept pets. But Trump is the first president since James Polk not to have a presidential pet.
I'll have to check that out. Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I did not know President Trump did not have a dog, and apparently Polk didn't have a dog, but that's not the answer I have here, so we'll have to check the paperwork. All right, I'm done for the morning. I'll be back at noon with Charlie. Charlie Evers coming up next. Lots of giveaways. Don't go anywhere. The amazing Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, It's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things they have doing this and doing, if we were all just more kind to each other. Think of yourself in relationship to other people. And they